Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
For some people, high school was the best time of their lives.
Oh, sure.
What they wouldn't give to wake up at 16 years old for one more day.
Have that energy.
You got it. Mm. And past that, if life is not going well, imagine how great it would be with the knowledge you have now. Get to go back, do it all over again.
Crush.
Alas, Thomas, that cannot happen. Unless you're this grown man who's got a hell of a lot of explaining to do.
So what do you do?
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5, WCMF. We'll jump right into it, and it's a story that happened just east of us about second chances.
Mm.
Illegal second chances.
Is that a thing now?
Apparently, because a 27-year-old man from Ohio was arrested after police say he used a fake ID and other information to try and enroll at a high school just outside of Syracuse. And we don't have many details about the story right now. We do know things got suspicious after he was at a local YMCA and was thrown out for disrespecting the staff.
Oh.
Okay.
That's a thing?
So they discovered his IDs when they were arresting him, according to the story, didn't match. Mm. And while that was happening at the same time, the staff at the local school district started to become suspicious of the paperwork that he submitted to get into the high school.
Oh.
It doesn't sound like he was ever admitted to the school.
He didn't get that far.
Yes, the staff, it sounds like, managed to keep him out.
Mm-hmm.
So that's good. Yeah. Also, it turns out this guy had two active warrants for his arrest in Ohio.
Okay.
One for robbery, one for impersonating a police officer. So being people he's not seemed to be a thing he's into.
A wild range there.
But here's the thing. He did try to enroll in this high school, and police say they don't know what his intentions were for wanting to enroll in this high school. So here's the thing.
What's that?
The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. It is very possible that if his life had gone this bad so far, two active warrants, Ohio,
it's a ton.
That this 27-year-old man was just looking for a second chance. I mean, it's the worst, most illegal thing you could do.
A second chance of what, though?
Well, let's say for whatever reason, he could bluff his way through high school.
All right.
Right? And get 4 years with the knowledge you have now to restart everything. Maybe get into college, be a pro ball player, network better, go down a different path. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Do you think you could make your life better now if you, with the knowledge you have up to this point, could go back to 4 more years of high school?
So I would perform better in high school and then give me a better shot at after high school.
That would be the theory. Okay. That would be the theory. Right. If you were going to go back and try this again, I now have this knowledge of how the world works, what is important, what is not important, because there's a lot of us, you and I in this room included, that did not take high school seriously, and now we're stuck in dead-end jobs where I got to look at a guy with a long-sleeve button-up shirt and shorts, same color, top and bottom, run his mouth about things he does not know. I'm going to start with Kimmy.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
Kimmy?
Yeah.
Do you think if you got another shot at high school, you'd put yourself in a better position than you were the first time?
Only because I mean, your social life is what, like, for me, what was the most distracting part of high school. And I guess, like, now
nobody wants you to know.
What?
Old lady.
That's what I mean. Like, if that's something I don't care about as much as I did then, now, I think, like, that eliminating that and that drive to, like, or just distraction, I guess, to want to do other things if there's something else going on, I'd probably do better in high school.
Tommy?
Yeah.
Do you think you would do better in high school than you did in the first place now?
No, of course not.
But you did so bad.
Yeah, I'm still bad.
Yeah, but like, you don't think you'd have a little bit more interest in it.
You may see a slight uptick in my learnings, but like the fact that I said learnings should tell you something. Like, I know I still cannot do math to save my ass.
Okay.
Like, I only can do low math. I can do super low English. Forget about science. I never, science was the stupidest thing I ever seen.
Science was the stupidest thing I ever seen.
You're not like jumping into it with no knowledge. Like, you're kind of starting from scratch. So, like, you would learn those things as you go.
Yeah, but.
Kimmy, we do a show where I look him in the face.
I know.
And I tell him details about a story. And a minute later, he forgets everything I said and starts telling me different details about the story he did not know about until I told him.
So that's a skill set that I have.
It's not a skill set.
Because you do, I feel like you do have a heightened interest in other subjects that maybe you didn't before.
I do, but here's the problem.
Yeah, he'd ace that unit on the Lusitania.
All I really have are strong opinions. I don't really have... I don't have increased knowledge. I have increased opinion.
Okay.
All
which
right.
Which most men my age mistakenly think that's intelligence.
That's a great take.
And it ain't.
That is a great take.
You've been lying to yourself for so long, you think that's the truth.
That is a really, really
And that's
good
most
thing.
Guys my age. I don't know if women do it, but men definitely live that way.
All right. If you had the opportunity, all right, tomorrow, you know, the knowledge you have now, you're going back to high school, you're going to get to start over. What would be the hardest thing about it? Because, Kimmy, you brought up the social life. And I get that you're right. You're not going to hang out with those kids. But you, if you're going to do this the way the guy was planning on doing it, this 27-year-old man arrested for trying to enroll in a high school outside of Syracuse, if you're going to keep the bluff up without getting arrested, you would have to be friends with teenage kids to go along with it, to not look suspicious, right?
Do you? I don't know. Not every kid is social.
You would have to join some club. You would have to go to some football games.
I don't think you do.
But you can't avoid all of it, to Pat's point. Like, you're going to have to, at some point, absorb some of this.
You would have to be in a TikTok video with somebody at some point.
I guess it would be different now. But yeah. I don't know. There were always kids that just went off and, you know, they marched to the beat of their own drum. They did their own thing.
Here's the thing.
I think if you get too deep into the social... The social aspect of it, TikTok? You're going to reveal yourself.
Will somebody acknowledge my TikTok dance,
yes,
please?
It's very funny.
Thank you. Okay.
No, but if you try too hard to fit in, people they're going to spot you as a phony.
Oh!
Like, this is
I don't
weird.
Think that's where the crack is for somebody like me.
Where's the crack?
And you got the same crack, bro.
We're sharing cracks?
We got the same dirty crack. We can't listen to somebody talk that we disagree with without saying something eventually, like...
Wrong.
Shut up. That didn't happen. That's stupid. I was freaking there, man. You don't understand. Like, you know, you could not listen to stupid kid conversations without finally going, shut up.
Yeah.
And you'd
You're
have to,
effing wrong.
That's a good take, too.
You would also have to be willing to follow rules again. Like, no, you can't go to the bathroom until I tell you you can go to the bathroom. Like, something as simple as, like,
well, having... Civil Rights Act of 1966 says, I can't.
Yeah, like just an
I got
another
right to pee.
Another adult kind of bossing you around, because there were teachers that were definitely bossier than others, and I would guess that at 27 you probably don't want to be told what to do.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
252 WCMF, a story that happened just east of us. A 27-year-old man from Ohio had active warrants in for robbery and impersonating a police officer. Tried to enroll in a high school with fake documents. Long story short, he got busted after an incident at a YMCA. It's a very weird story.
He was rude to the staff.
Yes, like disrespected the staff in some way. It doesn't look like he was ever actually enrolled at the school, but he did attempt to do it. And as of now, we don't know why. So Dan writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. He says, Kimmy graduated from West Virginia University. What's there to go back and change? That's how low the bar is on this show. A degree from West Virginia.
I definitely could not do college workload again. Like, there is no way I could have enough discipline to sit down and write, you know, like a 10-page paper.
Oh,
like,
I ain't
that
write
just
nothing.
Would not. I don't think I could sit down and do it. It would take me days.
I can't write.
No, you would have to write something.
But
you
I can't.
Okay. Well, then you're not going to
do
well. It'd
be like everything would be in like secret code.
But you know what? I wonder how many people, let's say you graduated high school 10, 15, 20 years ago. I think that as an adult, you might think you have more tools now to get away with some things, cut some corners.
ChatGPT, stuff like that.
And chances are those teachers and other students are way ahead of it.
Yeah, I'd be like
way beyond your knowledge.
Where's the Sparks notes? Anybody seen the Sparks notes? Okay, so like when it talks about, because this would be an amazing opportunity for some people, right? There are folks that are convinced that if I knew then what I know now, life would be better. But you would also have to sacrifice a couple of things. Like, Kimmy, you brought up not being able to pee. Mm-hmm. If you're going to be in high school for 4 years, for those 4 years, you could not drink. If anyone saw you at a bar buying alcohol, you would be done for.
Yeah, you got to live the life of a 16-year-old kid.
You could not have sex.
Yeah, but I did both of those things in high school.
Oh, yeah. You right now? Go have sex with a high school kid.
Well, no.
That's what I'm saying, idiot. How did you not think that through? If you try it with a classmate, you are going to jail. Everyone else would think you're a teenager, so it's not like you can walk into a bar or get on an app and pick up a woman because they think you're 16.
Right.
So you'd have to go 4 years, most likely, without having sex. You'd also be super short on spending money because you are going to live as a teenager.
Oh.
No vacations, bills, games, concerts, whatever stuff you're into.
So you're a kid.
Yeah, no more track suits for you.
Oh, no.
I mean, you would have to put those major three things aside.
Well, I ain't doing that.
For 3 or 4 years until you are done being the fake teen that you wanted to be. Would it be worth it for a new start, potentially?
No. Eh? Maybe it would be worth the sacrifice.
It would be harder than you think. 4 years.
But I don't think I would never finish. I would put in the effort. I would never get anything out of it.
You know what the toughest?
Because I would flop.
Okay, look, I'm sorry. Kimmy, I don't mean to cut you off. I like being mean to you, but give yourself a little more credit. I mean, it's possible.
I mean, he knows Kimmy's himself. With
me. Here's the thing.
Kimmy knows I suck.
Tommy, you believe you have a learning disability that was never diagnosed?
I'm guessing.
And if you hear him speak, 100%.
I also have a very addictive personality.
Okay, but that...
giving up those addictions would be very hard.
Okay, but you could focus those addictions on something else. The point I'm making is this.
What's up?
If you had the opportunity to go back to high school, now with modern science that could diagnose whatever learning disability
you
have.
Get the help you needed.
What if you're actually smart? I mean, you're not, but what if you were actually smart?
Because extra time on tests.
Yeah, but like at this point in my life, what am I going to do with it?
No, I get it. It's a mental exercise here.
So you think like the personal satisfaction I would get for clearing up these problems, even at the late stage of my life, would be worth it.
You still hate teachers, like the teachers you had. You still hate them.
Yes.
Right? They get left a bad taste in your mouth.
Except for Mrs. D'Alessandro, because she was hot, she wore a mini skirt, and drove a Corvette. That's pretty effing cool, bro. And she wore go-go boots.
I'm sorry, Kimmy, you were saying.
You know what might actually be the toughest class to get through if you're a grown-ass adult is gym class.
You think so?
Yeah.
I would love to have those, gym class every day.
You know, I don't want to run a mile at 8 a.m.
Okay, that would suck. Yeah, that would
you know,
suck.
And do all those tests and stuff. Like, I don't know how many push-ups I could do currently.
I still can remember the insults that were hurled at me from Southern coaches running that mile. Here comes Muley, the ass end of the dog. That's like a quote from an adult to a kid.
Those kids are going to be running sprints around you.
Okay, like the mile would suck, having to climb the rope would suck. Do they still climb the rope?
Probably.
Okay, but everything else, like if we were doing the show.
Hello, boys, I'm in here to shower with you.
If we could stop the show for 45 minutes a day to play dodgeball, that would be awesome. I would love to play kickball for 45 minutes a day just in the middle of our day. That would be great. Tell me that would be fun.
I don't know.
Blasted Moose in the face with a dodgeball?
Why is Moose there?
Well, he works with us. We're all here together, right?
Moose is the first one that gets hurt.
Moose looks like he dresses like he's trying to go back to high school in 2004. We got Instagram messages coming in. Dan writes us, Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. He says, I went back to get a master's in my 40s. It was brutal.
Yeah. And that's college.
Yeah. Well, you're not a social outcast, were you?
Yeah, at least you can. Yeah, you can. There's other older people there.
What's the percentage chance if you went back to high school right now you would actually make your life worse? Like your life you had before, you're going to wipe it out. You're going to go back now with what you know, and whatever happens from this point on is your life. Percentage chance 0 to 100% being, yeah, it's going to make it worse. Your life would be worse going back to high school.
Oh, yeah. Because I know I would say something wrong.
Okay.
I wouldn't. You roll your eyes every time I open my mouth.
Yeah, you're definitely going to say something inappropriate like knowing.
When somebody young walks in here and the way I talk to them, you think is I do a poor job.
Yeah.
So imagine that times with how many kids I'm around.
Like you called Pat honey the other day.
He's a little honey. He's a good kid.
Thank you.
I know him since he was a young boy, a little fat boy.
And, yep, you definitely ruined your life.
Drunk-ass, honey, little fat boy.
Drunk-ass, honey, little fat boy.
Full of honey.
Can I get that as a promo now that we use on the show?
Full of busted-ass honey.
Okay. I know there are people listening right now that are not the... If we had an HR department, you'd be in trouble. There are people listening now that are not the happiest with how things turned out.
Sure.
Right? But is it possible that the first time you went through high school, that was the best you were going to do?
It was my best shot. It was my first run.
Well, no. I mean, look, if grades were the issue, like in all reality, what you never want to tell a high school kid, and everyone's at school right now, so what? The second you take one class at community college, mm-hmm. none of your grades in high school matter anymore.
No.
All of them get like wiped out. So you have the ability to go to community college and completely wipe out all of the, quote, mistakes you may have made before. I don't know, and that's what makes this story that started the conversation so uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Like, unless this 27-year-old guy wanted to do something sports-related, like he wanted to get film of him playing basketball so he can go play in Europe
somewhere.
Or he
just wanted to prove something.
What was the guy's intention?
Oh.
That's what makes me, like...
Yeah.
Because if you want to live as a teenager, there are a whole bunch of very disturbing things you could do or would want to do in that situation.
Yeah.
Well, there are also things that as a teenager you looked forward to that now you wouldn't want to do in a million years. Like, would you want to go to prom right now?
No.
Yeah. Go with a big group of people, get your picture taken.
No.
Although, sleep in a tent.
I have to say, you know, my oldest is a sophomore in high school. My youngest is in eighth grade. And they're like all in the high school social.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this is awesome for them.
I am a little bit envious of like taking them to the football games on Friday night. And I'm standing there, you know,
that's
by
your
myself.
World. That's what you look forward to.
But like they're having so much fun.
Yeah.
Like it smiles and their friends are there. And like I'm very happy.
That's
that
the way it should be.
Kids are happy. Like, I'm jealous of both of them. Like my youngest plays tennis. My oldest plays hockey.
Because you'll never replicate that again.
Exactly. Like the excitement that my 13-year-old had for her tennis match on Saturday morning. Like, I do not get excited for anything like that. Yeah. And this was just a tennis match in Wellsville, New York.
Great, Wellsville.
Wellsville, New York.
Tennis match.
The point I'm making is I want to feel that again.
But you can't, but that, you,
I know.
But you that you'll get never it. Get again.
You're right. And it's a little depressing.
That's why it's wasted on the young.
Man.
It
looks like our audience thinks you wouldn't fit in high school anyway.
Oh,
well, Vex Patriarch writes us on Instagram. Tommy's dead giveaway would be talking about taxes or the water department.
How about I smell like cigars?
Well, don't smoke a cigar on your way to school.
Well, yeah, you know, got a little time on my hands just standing here waiting for the bus as a senior.
George Burns bus stop.
Nobody wants a bus anymore.
Let's take a break.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers.
Oh!
Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's an unconventional weapon that has become super common in greater Rochester area crime.
Oh, it's back, baby.
And here's the thing. This is not designed as a weapon. Mm. There is a function for this.
Okay, it's a tool.
Yeah, but the question I'm asking is the function that this is for, is it something that people do enough where you can't make the argument that just selling these to absolutely everybody is a bad idea?
Okay, if it's the one I'm thinking of, I believe it's not necessary in this area of the country.
Okay.
If it's what I think.
I think we're on the same page. Okay. You're hanging out in the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. This story comes to us from Batavia.
What happened?
A 33-year-old man was arrested after an incident last weekend. Police were called after this man allegedly showed up to an address with a machete.
Jesus. How many did we sell
in this? A lot of machetes lately.
Yep. And we'll get to that.
Is there like a rut on these things?
In this story, based on the arrest, it doesn't sound like he was there to trim the hedges.
Yeah.
He's been charged with second-degree menacing, fourth-degree criminal possession of a weapon. He was taken to the Genesee County Jail after he was arrested. So to your point, this is our third machete story?
Oh, at least. This year.
No, I'm talking in the last 3 weeks.
Oh, yeah, maybe so.
So last week we had one. It involved a man trying to get a cell phone back.
Yeah.
He got cut up by a man who had a machete and a gun while he chased him out of the house. So,
yeah.
The machete serves a purpose.
Yes, it does.
It exists for a reason other than cutting people up. But I will ask this question, and the phone number is 252-WCMF. The average person with a machete in Rochester, what was their intention when they bought that machete? Are there more machetes in public for the function the machete exists for? Or are there more machetes in public where the person bought it thinking, I'm going to use this as a weapon?
That's a knife.
Or I'm going to use this as like to defend myself.
Mm.
What do you think?
I'm guessing if you bought a machete, you're thinking this is something to defend yourself, because it's a completely unnecessary tool up here. Unless you're in Cuba cutting sugar cane.
Okay.
What are you using a machete for?
Yeah, I've never seen anybody outside using one of you.
Right. What are we missing?
Yeah, Cuba.
252-WCMF. What would a legitimate function of a machete be in our area?
I guess unless you're doing like some type of landscaping for a living, maybe you have tools like that.
But there's a better tool.
Whatever you use that machete for, there's probably a better tool and a safer one to do whatever you're doing with that machete.
Look, I mean, I would think that, but again, I'm not in the machete world, even though I have one that my wife has in our closet.
I also own a machete.
We should not own machetes.
But it was a gift from a Walmart manager, and you don't turn that down as a person from the cell.
Sure, sure.
You take that machete.
Is it a collectible thing?
No, because the one that he has, it's just plastic, right?
Yeah.
And like mine, it's...
Well, I didn't know if like people that collect like swords and stuff, do they also collect...
I never heard of a machete guy, like a collection of machetes.
Going to check out my machete collection.
Because like those samurai swords, there's like a history to it.
Yeah. Well, do people have knife collections?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So but maybe it could fall under that category?
I got a knife collection. You want to see it?
That doesn't even go with the movie.
You want to see my knife collection?
You switch to British from Australia to the middle of that sentence. That's not a collection. This is a collection.
That's a collection.
Okay. Talking about Kimmy, the samurai swords and things like that. There are some knives and swords that you are not legally allowed to own in New York State based on size, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right? That's a real thing? We've talked about this before.
Or can they not sell them here? But
like a collapsible folding knife can only be 3 inches?
And that I don't remember. Also, I thought like certain lengths of samurai swords were illegal if they were sharpened.
Oh.
Like you're allowed to have like the, like it can be.
Dull.
Yeah.
I mean, unless I'm a dull samurai.
Unless I'm wrong. I know a lot of you samurai sword nerds listen to our show, so if you could correct us, 252-WCMF. But, like, should they do that with a machete? Because, like you said, you can walk into Walmart right now and buy a machete.
Yeah.
If they outlawed sales.
How is that legal?
So let's talk about it. If they
I can't have a 4-inch switchblade.
If they outlawed machete sales in New York State, yeah. Who would be the most upset immediately? Like, who would argue, I need my.
Hotheads.
What legitimate argument can you make to not. To keep from banning machetes, right? Huh. Just in regular stores.
Yeah.
Is it illegal for me to walk down the street carrying a machete? 252 WCMF?
Like you'd have it like on your hip?
Let's say I'm just walking down the street. I got my machete.
Swinging my machete.
Well, I'm not swinging.
Making
it.
A point.
No. That's all of that is menacing.
All right, I'm so saying, it's on my hip.
No. Let's say I have it in my hand. And I'm
Wait,
just,
it's in your hand.
But it's at the, like, I'm walking with it.
Unsheathed?
Yep, unsheathed.
Yeah, that should be illegal.
No, I'm asking if it is illegal.
I'm going to say, not knowing anything.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Okay, so.
Because it's like you're looking like a nut.
Well, I understand.
Under the Nut Act.
But whether or not you look like a nut, there's lots of things you can be carrying down the street. You'd look like a nut. It's not illegal.
I would say, all right.
No, again, like you know nothing about the law. I would think like you, that would be illegal. But I can't think why it would be illegal if the machete itself
just swinging
is
a knife.
Legal. Yeah, I mean, if you're not menacing anybody with it, walking down the street, what but law I, am I breaking?
But, well, because menacing is like a, it's all up to interpretation, right? I could feel like you and I, we were outside.
Yeah.
And we saw a dude in the middle of the night walking down the street swinging a machete.
Sure.
We'd be frightened.
Sure, but he's
but
not.
He's going to work.
But he's not coming up to us and, like, showing us
no,
the machete.
No, but he's swinging a machete down the street, going to his machete job.
Okay. Is
no
it legal,
big deal.
Is it legal to walk down the street with a gun in your hand? That you own, a legally owned gun?
Like a pistol?
Yeah.
Oh.
Because you're not allowed to, like, have it on your hip, right? Like,
you can't?
Out. Well, I'm saying, like, concealed carry here in New York State.
Right.
Right? So you can't just, like, walk into a store with a gun out unless you're a police officer.
Okay.
Would that count as like?
I don't know.
You don't see a lot of people walking down the street with just a gun in their hand.
No.
Which is good.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
252 WCMF, this entire discussion comes off another machete story. This one happened just outside of Batavia. 33-year-old man arrested last Wednesday. They say he showed up to an address with a machete, arrested for second-degree menacing, fourth-degree criminal possession of a weapon. He was taken to the Genesee County Jail, but you can just go buy machete.
Yeah.
All right, so we had asked if tomorrow King Tommy of New York State banned all machete sales in New York State, who would be the most upset? What is the function other than weaponry for the machete? Bruce is going to tell us. He's on CMF. Oh. Hey, Bruce, how are you, buddy?
Good, good. How you doing, Debbie?
Good, man. What do you got?
Trimming Christmas trees. We use tons of them for trimming Christmas trees.
Okay.
Why don't you just use an axe or a saw?
No. When the limbs are fine, you walk down through the rows, and you in the summer when they get their new growth, you trim off them, and you shape them up for Christmas trees in the winter.
Interesting. Okay.
All right, but outside of that, because that's a very specific function for a machete.
Trimming Christmas trees.
No, you ask what they use.
No, I get it. I get it. I guess what I'm saying is, like, if we made an exception, like, say, King Tommy, he makes a thing.
Yeah.
The only exception is when you are on the property of a Christmas tree shop, you can use that machete. Would you have a problem with that law, Bruce?
No.
Okay, Bruce is in.
Okay. All right,
we got Bruce's vote. Bruce, thank you for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
Because I would think landscaping would be the only people that would want it.
Yeah.
Well,
for a job. For a job. Basis. Yeah.
But then again, like, I've never seen, you know, there's always landscapers out in people's yards. I've never seen anyone use a machete landscaping.
But even like when you get, you see the guys trimming trees like in your neighborhood, they're up there with chainsaws and like cranes. Yeah. I don't see somebody chipping away at the bottom of it with a machete.
Mike writes us on Instagram. Duffy and WCMF, the easiest way to get us. He says, my son bought everyone in our family machetes for Christmas one year. We are waiting for the zombie apocalypse.
All right. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Kid.
Here's your machete.
And Scott says he has a machete. He uses his for watermelon.
Again, you have other knives.
You just cut it with a knife,
well,
man.
Maybe
you're coming down hard on a melon.
Maybe it's a lot easier that way. Because it is, look, in Scott's defense, cutting watermelon sucks. It takes
man,
forever.
Put that on a T-shirt,
bro. I ain't got 20
melon
minutes.
You cut?
I eat watermelon for breakfast every day.
Do you really?
Yeah, it's my fruit salad.
Oh,
yep.
I eat my fruit salad.
Does your wife use the machete to cut it up for
you? Yeah, you got a machete. You have a Jamaican wife with a machete. You eat watermelon every day. You don't apply the machete to the melon.
We know she makes your fruit salads.
She
for
does
you,
make right? my fruit salad every morning. But no, like the reason she has to make it is because it takes me a legitimate 20 minutes to cut effing watermelon, and it makes me so angry.
So you buy them big ass whole melons?
Yeah, I'm not spending.
Buy those little trays of it at Wegmans.
No, I'm not giving
Wegmans
three times the money because they.
I ain't giving. Danny Wager, $4, my hard-earned money.
Yes.
When a damn watermelon only costs $1.95.
Yes, bro, cut fruit is the biggest ripoff at the grocery store.
I love cut fruit.
I'm always so tempted, but I'm like, I can't do it. You
like,
get, bring myself
like they get
to
that
it.
Big tray like raspberries and strawberries
yeah,
and
which
all that
is
stuff.
Like $25.
I buy them things all the time.
You're an idiot.
For yourself.
You're an idiot.
You get a quarter of the fruit at triple the price.
Oh my God, you sound like every mom.
Yeah, because moms know budgets, man. You don't buy pre-cut and, fruit.
And moms can shove it. I'm going to buy myself some pre-cut melon.
But you're also so picky about what melons you get and what fruit is in season. I would think you would want to pick out your own fruit instead of having somebody cut it
because
for
Wegmans
you.
Because Wegmans knows what's in season, and they're always on par. You can't beat what they do. They know their stuff. They know their melons.
Is the machete the scariest blade someone could have?
Yeah. Unless you got an axe coming at me. But even the axe, yeah, maybe axe.
Hatchet or axe? Like full axe? Full-on axe or hatchet? Hand axe.
Well, it's just a mini version of the other one. I guess any kind of axe.
Wielding
anything you can swing.
Wielding a hatchet would be easier than a whole axe, but the axe is going to do more damage if they get a hold
if
of you.
If you get a full swing at
yeah.
It. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because, like, here's the thing. The one good thing about the machete when it comes to it being used as a weapon, you always see machete coming. It is very hard to hide a machete.
Yeah, right. Yes.
Right? Well, like, the smaller blade, let's say you got a switchblade, which is also illegal in New York, by the
yeah.
way. It does less damage.
Well, it's a pocket knife.
But yeah, it allows someone to get the jump on you.
Get a good stab in
like,
it.
Like nobody's going to be able to, like, if someone's like trying to hide a machete behind their back, what are you doing? Nothing. Nothing at all.
Yeah, you're walking funny.
John writes us on Instagram. He says, I know six guys with a machete, and they all have it just so they could say, I have a machete, by the way.
He knows six guys with machetes?
More people own machetes than you want to believe.
Apparently.
That is alarming.
You guys, where you guys been? Machete? If you own a machete, everybody owns a machete.
Yeah, once it got to me.
Right?
Yeah, good point.
Huh? Michael is saying the Amish would have a problem with this.
So the Amish use machetes?
I don't know.
Huh. Well.
I don't know how many Caribbean Amish people there are, because it's a tropical tool, right?
Well, I mean, I always associated Amish with cutting sugar cane.
Yeah.
Which one's more strict, Mennonites or Amish?
Amish are more strict.
So they wouldn't probably use power tools, so a machete would make
more sense.
Oh,
that's a good call. That's a really good call.
But they probably make their own stuff, though.
Well, you could make a machete.
Okay. But they probably don't even call it a machete. Hey, Jim and I, go get the big knife.
I'm pretty sure they're allowed to buy
We got some melon guy running his mouth out
here.
Okay,
it's just they can't use electricity or whatever.
Where are you going, melon boy?
Wait, John Mellencamp was out playing for the Amish?
Yes.
Unplugged,
yes.
By the way.
Yes. Yeah.
We'll finish it up with Joey, because he is here to defend the machete.
Joey?
Joey is. He says, I live out in the country. We use the machete a lot, whether it's taking down grass or cutting limbs off the trees. I just used it the other day to cut down some pieces of weeping willow and side limbs. Besides that, you have them for personal protection. You can make anything you need a weapon.
Yep.
But it does have a lot of practical usage. Just because you don't see someone walking around with it or using it all the time doesn't mean it's not being used.
I would think machete for backyard use, is you're just... It's only a matter of time before you hurt yourself.
You're gonna cut your leg.
Yeah, no, that machete in my closet scares the hell out of
me. Yeah, me too.
And that's why I do whatever my wife says at all times. Let's take a break.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
you can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim. This is incredible.
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go. This time for real.
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is not something... Okay, I don't think this guy believed his career was going to go this way.
Okay.
And if you judge it in that way, this is an embarrassing record to hold.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, knowing how fleeting professional sports careers can be, the fact that he's been around this long and enough franchises trusted him.
So he's been hanging in there.
He has, and like not just hanging, like this shows like he is trusted to be the guy when they need the guy.
So do you have to hang in there to get this kind of accolade?
Oh, so much so that he's the only person in NFL history after Sunday to ever do this.
That's impressive.
We'll decide in a
second. The old-ass league.
You're hanging out in the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF. We'll jump right into it. No Bills game yesterday. Nice, relaxing Sunday. I will say again, because I'm a petty-ass bitch.
What's that?
Petty LaBelle. Watching the Jets and the Patriots lose the way they did yesterday was so satisfying. Did you see the end of the Jets game?
I did not.
For those who did not see it.
They lose on a field goal?
They did, but twice.
Yeah. I thought they were going to win on a pretty cool play.
The Buccaneers are about to kick a go-ahead field goal with like a minute left in the game. The Jets block the field goal.
Oh, damn.
Scoop and score.
Oh.
And take a one-point lead, two-point lead, whatever it was. So it's over. All they got to do is stop the Buccaneers for a minute, and they've won this game on the greatest ending of all time. It'll be new head coach Aaron Glenn's first franchise win.
He's running down the field celebrating.
He's dancing, Kimmy. He's dancing. They give up. 80-yard drive, Buccaneers kick a field goal, win the game, walk off, it's over.
No.
It was awesome. Patriots lose in devastating fashion, too, to Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yesterday, Carson Wentz, quarterback, you familiar?
Yeah, I know the name.
Set an NFL record. He became the first quarterback to start for six different teams in six consecutive seasons.
So every year, new home.
You got it. So he started, he was second overall pick of the Eagles?
And they were pretty good.
Was he second
overall? He was there, right?
Yeah, he was. They were so good that he got a monster contract from them. He was playing really well. He got really hurt. He then ended up as the starting quarterback for the Colts. That became a disaster. He then moved on to the Commanders. They were going to let him be the legitimate starter. That was a disaster. He then started his backup career in Kansas City and with the Los Angeles Rams, and he was signed as a backup this offseason to J.J. McCarthy in Minnesota.
Oh.
Yesterday, because J.J. McCarthy, their young quarterback, is hurt, he started against the Cincinnati Bengals. And his Minnesota Vikings blew the Bengals out.
Well, the Bengals were pretty shot.
48-10.
And got no quarterback.
And here's the thing. Carson Wentz, he played well.
Okay.
Two touchdowns, 173 yards. So I'll ask you this.
Yeah.
If you're Carson Wentz, do you for the rest of your life brag that you are the only NFL quarterback to start six consecutive seasons with six different teams?
I guess if that's all you got, you guess you got to go with it. It is a record.
So he has a Super Bowl ring that he won while injured that Nick Foles won as the starting quarterback.
At Philadelphia.
In Philadelphia.
Okay. Oh, wait, I got a Super Bowl ring?
But he did not play in that Super Bowl because he was
hurt. But I did help you get there.
I mean, you won a couple of games early in the season.
Okay. I think I go with the six teams. It's not the worst thing.
So you would brag about that?
Yeah. I'm the only guy that's ever done it.
Got to live in a lot of places.
And I'm rich.
Okay.
Right, he's
right.
Fitzpatrick made a career out of it.
Yeah, but Ryan Fitzpatrick, you're right. But he's kind of like a punchline. That's why everyone loves Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Yeah, he leans into the joke. I wouldn't,
Like, I think that, all right, Kimmy, so you would brag about this too.
Yeah, I think think so. I mean, it's still, you still got further than most quarterbacks. You know what I mean? In the grand scheme of things.
And you were still needed.
Yes.
Not as much.
Yes.
But they still need you.
Okay, these are very, very kind.
Like, I'm always impressed when all of a sudden, like, a guy like Tyrod Taylor will pop up as, like, a starting quarterback.
Still,
somewhere.
By the way, he looked great yesterday.
Because
playing for
I'm
the
always
Jets.
Like, wow, you know, that's impressive that he's hung around this long. Like, he's found places that need him still.
Okay. Yeah, I'm
know?
Not good.
Even if he's not starting, like, he's still hanging around as that backup guy, which is impressive.
I'm not good. But I'm good enough.
Okay. No, but here's the thing. And I think that the Tyrod Taylor and the Ryan Fitzpatrick comparisons, yeah. I get what you're saying.
Teams want you around.
Here's the difference. Ryan Fitzpatrick was a 7th-round pick that wasn't supposed to be anything.
Sure.
Tyrod Taylor, I believe, was a 5th-round pick that was just going to back up Joe Flacco in Baltimore, right? Carson Wentz was the 2nd overall pick.
He was a guy.
He was going to be the franchise savior.
So he kind of fell a little bit.
But he got hurt. I mean, it wasn't his fault.
Okay, well, then that's not bad.
I guess, like, with Fitz and Tyrod Taylor, you cheer for them because there were low expectations to no expectations. You go, wow, that's really cool. You identify with that guy.
Yeah.
Carson Wentz was the best quarterback every place he went up until his 3rd year in the NFL.
But he got hurt.
Yeah.
But I don't think that's bad because you got hurt. It'd be like saying, like, you know, I would have been better. I just couldn't give up cigarettes. You know? Like, you didn't do it to yourself. You got, you know, it's a rough game.
Len Dawson, by the way, had that argument. Would have been better if he wasn't smoking a cigarette and drinking a Fanta at halftime of the Super Bowl, which that picture exists.
Sitting on his helmet.
252 WCMF. Carson Wentz, quarterback of the now Minnesota Vikings, made NFL history yesterday, starting 6 consecutive seasons for 6 different teams. He was the first quarterback to ever do it after he blew out the Bengals yesterday, the Minnesota Vikings. By the way, you're right about the Bengals. They are so effed right now.
But Joe Burrow's done, right?
He's got to be done for the season. They say it's 3 months. Why bring him back?
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Like, yeah. All right. I said it before. Said it last week. I'm going to say it again.
What's that?
The runway is there for the Bills right now.
Oh.
It's there.
That's what they were talking about yesterday.
Yeah. I don't like when everybody starts talking about it.
No, but it's real now.
3 weeks in.
It's real. Like, I mean, you're looking at what's happening here. The Chiefs won last night, if you're just getting up now, but they did not win convincingly.
Against the Giants.
Yes. Like, and the Giants turned the ball over twice inside the 10-yard line.
But nobody's talking about the Colts.
Yeah.
And they're 3-0, and they've actually scored more points than the Bills.
Have you seen who the Colts have played?
Well, you could probably make that argument. Oh, I guess.
Baltimore.
Baltimore, but then the other two were slugs.
No, look, I'm just saying, look. The Colts have the Bills in the drought when they would start 3-0, 5-1.
So you don't think they're legit?
I don't think they're real.
Okay, that's good.
Like, they might be a good team, better than we thought.
You can't.
It's hard to tell.
You can't tell me that the quarterback, why am I
Daniel
blanking?
Jones.
Thank you. Daniel Jones is a legit.
He's been looking good, though.
Yeah,
you're saying he's playing nobody.
I think sometimes like that, a guy like that just needs a different situation and a little bit of confidence.
Look, I agree with you. I think he may be a serviceable quarterback. Yeah. I don't think he's the star they've made him out to be.
Okay.
I mean, he looks great, and I'm happy for the guy, man. Like, he went through hell in New York like that. Sucks. But come on.
All right, so you're saying this is it.
Well, I'll ask you right
looking
now.
Looking good.
I'll ask you this. Based on what we've seen of the Chiefs and based on what we've seen of the Colts, let's say in a hypothetical situation you choose right now, home AFC Championship game, you can play the Colts or the Chiefs. Kimmy, who do you want to play?
Probably the Colts.
Okay, Tommy?
I mean, Andy Reid always has the Bills number.
Who do you want to play?
I'm going to go with Kimmy.
Okay, so there you go. There you go.
Okay, all right, I'm just asking.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.